everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
So on this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we are reviewing Violent God by Sarah Bale. It is book one in the Defiant God Brotherhood. We'll link the synopsis of this book on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. This is not our first Sarah Bale.
No.
But it is
our first in series Sarah Bale.
No. Okay, so technically I looked because we talked about this earlier.
Okay.
Jafar and Elle's book was book one in the villainous Bale villainous.
But it wasn't the first in that world.
Okay, but technically this is the violent God and Defiant God Brotherhood
until he shows up later.
But it's all in the same world.
I know, but you didn't realize that.
Okay.
Okay, so we lied in our conversation the other day.
Let's give this breakdown. Release date, February 20th of 2024. Accidental pregnancy, age gap, anti-hero, billionaire, dark moment, no breakup. Because I'm not calling what they had a breakup.
That's true. I mean,
because they weren't really together. Were they together? I mean, I guess they're married. Okay. Forced marriage, forced proximity, mafia, real body, strangers to lovers, virgin trope, and a wedding.
I mean, they were married.
They are married.
And she leaves.
She does.
For months.
It's not months.
It's like 2 months.
It's like a week.
Is it? The timeline of this book moves pretty quickly.
It's a couple weeks at most.
It was enough.
Okay. It's a breakup. Third act breakup. The Defiant God's Brotherhood, which this is a secret society romance. And I'm so excited about this because we don't typically get secret society except in dark academia and bully romances.
Yeah.
So to get this in an adult, contemporary, dark romance.
Yeah, and this one wasn't as dark as I was expecting.
Yeah, but I think they're going to get darker because this is Sarah Bale.
I'm so excited for it. I will caveat. I went into this book expecting chaos and bonkers and
everything we love about Sarah Bale.
But it wasn't that. But it was okay because I know it's coming.
Well, we know it's coming, but so I love the idea of secret society, and I know that you were a fan of the movie The Skulls. And I know Amanda is too. And the dedication in this book is basically if the Skulls had been grown-ups.
Yeah. This is them.
And
you have an interconnected standalone, but this is going to be standalones with an overarching storyline because the storyline of the secret society stuff is not wrapped up.
No, I guess it's not. No, because we don't really know everything yet.
We don't know who the bad guy is. We don't know who the moles are. Oh, we only know the one bad guy.
That's true. And they're these letters.
Yes. The letters.
So point of view is dual first person. Put out percentage was 30%. There is a third act breakup. I'm not sure it counts as a third act breakup, but it's whatever.
She moves out and says she's going to divorce him.
So this book was great. I really, really liked it. Gave it 4 stars. But one of the things in this book that I'm teetering with was she does a lot of world building on the secret society. So she gets a ton from our hero's point of view, Alessandro. And a lot happens off page.
Well, and the thing is, when we get his point of view, typically he is with the heroine. Her point of view is when he's gone and doing his thing.
Yeah.
And so it's the way the story plays out. Their HEA makes sense. I believe it. But there's a lot happening off page that we don't know about.
Well, and I feel like we don't know the heroine very well. She doesn't have a ton of character development. She spends all this time alone. I think that their marriage from the start of the book, from the time he forces her to wed him and until the HEA, I think is a good solid 5-6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's
But she's alone for like 4 of those months.
And in her loneliness, she never leaves the apartment or this penthouse.
Well, but she's not allowed to at first either,
But
though.
she
I mean,
doesn't do anything. She has some conversations with some other characters, the other Defiant God Brotherhood wives. They come into play a little bit. There's the housekeeper and the chef, but we don't know anything about her. And she comes off a little
Too
too
stupid to
stupid to
live.
live.
She does, but I think that the way that Sarah Bale created this series and is setting us up for the next books, we are going to get a lot of her and her growth as the series progresses.
I just need sister to leave the apartment.
I do too. Well, she does. She moves out.
She is boring AF. I mean,
She moves out.
she just, I don't know. I struggled with her in this book. And typically that doesn't happen with me and Sarah Bale heroines. Usually I love them.
Yeah,
And
it's, you don't always love the heroes in her
it's the
books.
heroes that were like, maybe we should push him down the stairs.
I mean, a couple of them I wanted to push on the stairs, but I did enjoy this. I enjoyed the story and like really like the world that in which she's creating, the backstory that we're getting. And I do think that as like we're gonna get more, which is why I forced it also because there's And at the time, like as I was doing my review, I was like, there's something about this book that I don't love, but I couldn't figure it out.
The book read fast. I started it Friday night. I think I texted you Sunday morning or Saturday morning, and I'm like, I'm done. And I am not reading books that fast right now these days. So the fact that I could not put this book down tells you how, you know, the way Sarah writes and she builds this world, I cannot wait.
It's going to be so good. Well, and so book two, I am really invested in his character.
Well, yeah, he is an enigma. I don't want to give too much about who he is, but
No,
he has a
because you need to
secret
read it.
identity.
He does, which makes it even more fun.
I can't wait. And
I
who
know.
his plays out to, I think who's going to be his heroine plays into Alessandro, our hero from this book.
Well, in the way it's teased, it's almost a second chance. But if you read the blurb, which I know you don't do that typically, and that bit me in the ass recently, not reading a blurb,
You're
but
welcome.
but the way that the blurb reads, I don't know if she's being vague or like enigma-ish in her blurb, or she changed her mind.
Maybe. One of the things that's interesting is so this is the violent god. Our hero Alessandro is in the mafia, but he's also in this secret brotherhood. And each member of the brotherhood that is an elite god gets a defining characteristic. So, what is the, do we know the title of book two?
Yes, let me look it up. I'll look it up.
So, obviously, Alessandro in this book is the muscle. So there was a part,
Magnetic God.
the magnetic god. Well, he
And I
has a
can totally see
phenomenal
that.
personality, so that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, because he's
He's
like
the
the
f because he
face.
He's the no, it says right in the blurb, he's the face of the Brotherhood
Yeah.
because he's like the recruiting guy.
Well, I'm excited. I really liked this book. But I just, like I said, a lot happens off page, so I hope we get more on page in the next book.
I think we will. I think that like it's book one, you got to give it like she's creating this really dynamic society and world and like.
Well, and it feels different than our mafia.
It does. It definitely does. And it's not, it's chaotic. And like, you don't go into this book thinking, what the fuck is going on? But I need to keep reading it. Like, I never had those feelings. Like, when I read Vicious Vows, I was like, what the fuck am I reading? But I'm going to keep going because it was delightful.
Yeah.
But this one, like, it was just typical dark.
Yeah, the pacing was really great in this book. The story really works. I do believe in their HEA. Like I said, there was just a lot off page that I wish I had gotten on page to understand their characters a little better.
I agree.
So, Anyway, Leah, thank you for reading Violent God by Sarah Bale.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for sending us
Right. Only
copies.
Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.